Hare Krishna. So we'll be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 10, entitled The Lord's Return to Jagannath Puri. So we're going to cover some few verses. So I'll read the first from 109. Right? 109 to 113. 113 is the one that has purport. After taking permission from his sannyas guru, Swarup Damodar went to Nilachal and accepted the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then all day and night, in ecstatic love of Krishna, he enjoyed transcendental mellows in the loving service of the Lord. 110. Swarup Damodar was the limit of all learned scholarship, but he did not exchange words with anyone. He simply remained in a solitary place and no one could understand where he was. Sri Swarup Damodar was the personification of ecstatic love, fully cognizant of the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna. He directly represented Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his second expansion. If someone wrote a book or composed verses and songs and wanted to recite them before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would first examine them and then correctly present them only... Sorry. If someone wrote a book or composed verses and songs and wanted to recite them before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar would first examine them and then correctly present them. Only then would Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agree to listen. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki! Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never pleased to hear books or verses opposed to the conclusive statements of devotional service. The Lord did not like hearing rasa bas, the overlapping of transcendental mellows. Purport. Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha refers to that which is against the principle of unity in diversity, philosophically known as achintya abheda bheda tattva, simultaneously oneness and difference, whereas rasabhas is something that may appear to be a transcendental mellow but actually is not. Those who are pure Vaishnavas should avoid both these things opposed to devotional service. These misconceptions practically parallel the Mayavad philosophy. If one indulges in Mayavad philosophy, he gradually falls down from the platform of devotional service. By overlapping mellows, rasabhas, one eventually becomes a prakrita sahajya and takes everything to be very easy. One may also become a member of the Bola community and gradually become attracted to material activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to avoid Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha and Rasa Bhas. In this way, the devotee can remain pure and free from fall downs. Everyone should try to remain aloof from Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha and Rasa Bhas. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Dvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyae Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Mukham Karati Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarinim Translation once more. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never pleased to hear books or verses opposed to the conclusive statements of devotional service. The Lord did not like hearing rasabhas, the overlapping of transcendental mellows. So we can hear, see that Sarva Damodar, we heard in last week's class, Sunday, about Sarva Damodar from Chandramouli Swami. He gave such an amazing class on the aspect of how Sarva Damodar was above even he was such an humble devotee that he was above sannyas. You know, it didn't matter to him whether he was a brahmachari or a sannyasi. He refused to take sannyas and just remain a brahmachari. Of course, this was his humility, and he wanted to be a servant because he understood that becoming a sannyasi means getting so much respect. People look up to you, and he didn't want to get into all that and simply live like a brahmachari. This was his humility. So now we hear that Mahaprabhu, before any kind of material, whether being any song, any verses, anything, even a letter written to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or something important, it would always go through Sarva Damodar. And if he sanctioned, only then it would proceed to Mahaprabhu. He didn't want to waste Mahaprabhu's time. So we can see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, over here, Prabhupada is actually emphasizing on some very important points. One being Bhakti Siddhanta Viruddha. This Bhakti Siddhanta means conclusion of our Siddhanta is Bhakti, devotion to Krishna. But whoever speaks against this, Mahaprabhu has no time for it. And so, devotees should not take interest in anything that is against the Siddhanta, our philosophy, the bhakti philosophy. So we see, it is mentioned, Apani Achare Prabhu Jivera Shikai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to show as an example the life of a devotee. He practiced what he preached. We see that when Mahaprabhu was in his youth, he was also a scholar, Pandit, Nimai Pandit, and he was also very arrogant and proud. And he was teaching philosophy to his students. But as soon as he took initiation, what happened? He changed, he transformed. So, Mahaprabhu taught us by taking initiation that when one accepts a spiritual master, then the process of devotional service starts. Without the mercy of the spiritual master, the process of bhakti does not begin. And Rupa Goswami elaborates it and says that Gurupada Ashraya is the first, taking shelter of a spiritual master is the first step to, on the path of devotional service, or in process of advancing in devotional service. And then, when Mahaprabhu took initiation, and he got initiated in the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna, he became, he used to practice his devotional service. And of course he came to, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one needs to remind him. But when he started to preach, no one was taking him seriously. And then he decided to take sannyas. Not because he wanted any name or fame, but because people would be interested in hearing his message. Like nowadays, we even see this happening now. Unless you're a sannyasi, it's not... Unless you're not a sannyasi or a... what do you call those people who... famous talkers... influencers, motivational speakers. Yeah, if you're not a motivational, famous motivational speaker, anyone can be motivational speaker, you know. But if you're not famous or you're not a sannyasi, then it's difficult. Like, people don't accept what you say immediately. But we see that Mahaprabhu took this onto him, sannyas, to spread this message of Krishna consciousness. He took this as a way, not as a designation, not something for his own sense gratification. That if I become a sannyasi, I'll be worshipped, I'll be given respect, you know, I'll get all the nice prasadam, all the nice car rides, or nice house visits. He didn't think about all this, but he simply wanted to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And therefore, when he took sannyas, we see he took sannyas actually from a Mayavad, you know. His name was... Keshava Bharati. Keshava Bharati is a designation for Shankaracharya Sampradaya, Keshava Bharati. But although externally he was a Mayavadi, but internally he accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he gave sannyas to Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu, of course, started the movement. He went to Puri. He traveled everywhere. And he also came across so many Mayavad sannyasis. He went to Banaras. He saw so many Mayavad sannyasis. And at this time, Mahaprabhu had already started preaching the Harinam Sankirtan. And he was being criticized every time that, what is this sannyasi? Instead of discussing Vedanta, he's always doing Sankirtan. What is this? He was always criticized like this. And Mahaprabhu didn't find it important. He would ignore them. And when he was invited to have a discussion, he didn't take, you know, he left the Mayavadis, because Mayavada bhasha sune hoi sarvanash. By hearing discussions of Mayavadi, one's whole, is doomed, yeah. Mayavada bhasha sune hoi sarvanash, is doomed, is completely doomed. So, Mahaprabhu then gave, he ignored that, and then he continued with his travel. And then when he came second time again to Banaras, at that time he went and took prasadam in a very, I forgot the devotee's name. Mahaprabhu went to the house of this devotee of his who was not a brahmana, and he took prasadam at his house. It's here. Let me. I'm so sorry. Okay, here it is. Anyway, Mahaprabhu went to Banaras, and he would, over there, he would take prasadam at one of his devotees' house, which I'm trying to get the name. But anyway, Tapan Mishra, right, yeah. Tapan Mishra's house. And he was not a brahmana by birth. Thank you, Param Karuna Prabhu. Anyway, at Tapan Mishra's house, he used to take prasadam. But he was not a brahmana. And therefore, again, he was criticized. Look at this sannyasi. He's taking prasadam at a non-brahmana's house. And that time also, Prakashananda Saraswati, he invited Mahaprabhu to have a discussion. And Mahaprabhu was not really interested. But he went there. And when he went to the assembly, he just didn't enter, and he took his place and sat with the sannyasis. He took a humble position. He went there with bare feet. He washed his feet. And then right next to the place of washing the feet, he sat down. And he became very effulgent. And seeing this, the sannyasis turned towards him, and Prakashananda Saraswati went to him and invited him that this is not a befitting place for a sannyasi to sit, not a clean place for a sannyasi to sit. Please come and sit with us here, and we can discuss. And at that time, he sat down. He didn't accept that. He said, I eat in a non-brahmana's house. What is my qualification to come and sit with great sannyasis like you? And immediately, Prakashananda Saraswati could understand who Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Not because of he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself, but apane acharya prabhu jivera shikai. By his own personal example of humility, he won the heart of Prakashananda Saraswati. He did not simply write Trinada pi suniche natar or eva sahishuna amanina amanadena kirtanya sadahari, but he practically applied in his own life, Mahaprabhu, that how this process of chanting Hare Krishna changes one's heart. And then he taught it to others. So, this is how he changed. Prakashananda Saraswati was the biggest Mayavadi. He was the biggest pundit. But he changed his heart by his humility. And then they started to discuss Vedanta, but Mahaprabhu said that so this is a conversation between Prakashananda Saraswati. He started glorifying Mahaprabhu, and he wanted Mahaprabhu to speak philosophy. But Mahaprabhu said, he says, Prabhu kahe shuna shripad ihara karana, guru mora more murkha dekhi karila shashana. That my dear sir, kindly hear the reason why I'm not discussing the Vedanta. That my spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he chastised me. What did he chastise? Murkha tumi tomara nahika Vedanta adhikar. Krishna mantra japa sada e mantra sar. You are a fool, he said. You are not qualified to study Vedanta philosophy, and therefore you must always chant the holy names of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or Vedic hymns. His spiritual master gave him the conclusion of the Vedanta. What is the conclusion of the Vedanta? Chanting the holy names. I remember when I went to do Bhakti Shastri in Vrindavan in 2009, I went to see, so it was my first day, and I had met, of course, when you go to Vrindavan, you wanted to see Aindra Prabhu, because that was the, you know, Vrindavan means Aindra Prabhu, and Mayapur means Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangi Prabhu, right? Whenever you go to such pilgrimage places, you want to see the devotees first. then comes Krishna Balaram, then comes Panchatattva, then comes Nrisingadeva, and all this, you know. So I got the fortune of seeing him, and I went to his room, and he asked me, so what is your reason of coming to Vrindavan? And I said, oh Prabhu, I'm here for 6 months, I'm come for Bhakti Shastri. And he said, you don't know the conclusion of Bhakti Shastri? The conclusion of Bhakti Shastri is Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyata. This is the conclusion. Don't you know that? So while you are here, make sure you you're engaged in 24-hour Sankirtan, of course. So this is the conclusion of all Vedanta, of all Shastra. This is the conclusion. So here Mahaprabhu is saying that this is given by my spiritual master. The only conclusion is chanting the holy names. This is what I need to know, the conclusion. I don't need to discuss anything else with you. Then he says, Krishna mantra hoite habe samsara mochana, Krishna nama hoite pave Krishnera charana. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. So, this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the Mayavadi Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur. So this is what over here it is explained, that we should not forget in the process of preaching, we should not forget the essence. Because when we sometimes what happens is when we are discussing the philosophy, we end up forgetting the essence. And we more divert into discussing more of the philosophy. We are stuck on the philosophy level, but we don't get to the basics. That is, keeping the simple thing, the main thing. we have our, during lunchtime, what is it called? Casey? Droppings. Drop-ins, yeah, Casey drop-ins, and in that we discuss, keep the main thing, and not the main thing, then not the main thing, right? So we have to keep the main thing, otherwise there is a danger of rasabhas, becoming. Over here, Prabhupada says that whereas rasabhas is something that may appear to be transcendental mellows, but is actually not. There is a mixture. We become, we mix the, sorry, I just missed. I got blank. Anyway, rasabhas. This is something that is important. Not mixing philosophies. Not trying to interpret philosophy to our own concoction. Our philosophy should be based on guru, sadhu, and shastra. And that's why we hear... We celebrated Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's 150th appearance day, and we Kripamoya Prabhu gave really amazing class on it. You know, this Rupanuga Viruddhapa Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, that he established Rupanuga. You know, the Siddhanta of Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami gave the Siddhanta, but he established, protected the teachings of Rupa Goswami from the Upper Sampradaya. Or the Sahajiyas. Sahajiyism means to take something very cheaply. So we see that after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had departed, his teachings became very taken very cheaply, that one can attain Krishna prema just by imitation, just by chanting Hare Krishna, one can get love of Godhead, and people started imitating it. And they came up with their own sampradayas, which are the upper sampradaya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he figured out, in his research, he came up with 13 upper sampradayas, which are the Baul, the Sakibeki, and so many others. So basically, these upper sampradayas are sampradayas that were created to make the Krishna conscious process very cheap. So they would dress up as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and dance like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling the same. But it was not natural. It's not natural. It's just pure imitation. And the other sampradayas that only discuss the 10th canto, and especially the Rasa Leela, and they come up with this understanding that you can understand the love of Radha and Krishna through actually having that relationship with the opposite sex. These are all the philosophies they started spreading. And caste system, Goshani, there's a word for it in Bengali, Mataji, if you know. Chatagosai, yeah. So they used to just follow their Goswami systems, caste systems. So to destroy this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur started a move, like really emphasized this Krishna consciousness movement, and he got rid of so many of this sahajiyas. You know, we used to hear about, we've seen this in Avai Charan serial, the Falgu Baba, you know, Ram Krishna Ram, Bhajo Falgu Bhagavan, something like that. And he was like a tantric, and he would perform all this tantric activities. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on the strength of chanting the Srimad Bhagavatam, destroyed this Falgu Baba. So he came there, he established that. And then also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also spoke very boldly against casteism, against the Mayavadis, especially in Vrindavan, where also those caste brahmanas or goswamis, they actually planned to kill Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur because he was strongly preaching against them, you know, that one does not have to become a guru, one does not have to have any qualification. The only qualification is Jari Dekho Tahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh Amar Agya Guru Hoy Taro Edesh. Then what is the other famous verse? Kiba Vipra Kivan Shuddha Kene Noi Jay Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guru Hoy. So this is what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached. You know, unity in diversity. Achinta Beda Beda Tattva. And I don't want to go there. But he preached this, and because of that, he was attacked. The Goswamis had gundas coming to kill Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur during his classes during the Vrajmandal Parikrama in Vraj. And then, so like this, he was very bold, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, his pranam mantra goes that he came to destroy the apasiddhanta dvantaharine. Destroy the apasiddhanta. So like this, we have to be very careful. From this bhakti siddhanta viruddha, not to be carried away, and to also keep everything in line according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So this is what I have to say. And if my seniors would like to elaborate on any point, Param Karuna Prabhu, please enlighten us.
You quoted Mayavadi Bhashya Sunile, Oya Sarvanas. Is there any practical example of this where everything is destroyed because you hear something of Mayavad? And Mayavad, we understand, is there's a traditional Mayavad.
Yeah.
Right? Taking the philosophy of the Vedas.
Yeah.
And then there is the modern kind of current Mayavad where I am God, you know, like that.
Right.
Although people may not directly, you know, say that, or we don't directly say, but our actions are that I am God.
Right.
So, yeah, can you speak about how everything is destroyed by hearing Mayavad? Because that's quite a heavy thing.
Statement, yeah. Yeah. Well, I can share something in this context. Might not be Mayavad directly, but it's regarding okay, you've challenged me. I'm not very good at question and answer. That's why I was trying to avoid that and ask you to encourage us. But anyway, let me get myself together. Okay, I mean, we just heard about Kaliya Krishnadas. He was in personal association of the Lord, but he came into association with Bhattaharis, and he got diverted. So this is the immediate example that I can think of. There's another, you know, when the moon landing happened? Did it ever happen? That's another thing. But at that time, there was this scholar. He was a scholar, disciple of Prabhupada. I'm forgetting his name. Pradyumna. Was it Pradyumna Prabhu? Yeah. Anyway, he was massaging Prabhupada. I don't know if we are talking about the same, but he was massaging Prabhupada, and he arranged this whole TV setup in front of Prabhupada. And it's like Prabhupada was wondering, what's going on? Why are you doing this? He's like, Prabhupada, they're going to declare landing on the moon and we can watch it and they're going to televise it and all these things he was going on about. And, so at that time Prabhupada told him that there is no way one can land on the moon. No one can land on the moon. Because to go on the moon, if you please the moon god, then after you leave your body, then you can go to the moon. Yeah? What is the verse? Yanti deva pitrim janti prita. On the mic. please.
Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pitrivrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti matyajinopimam.
Translation?
Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go where the ancestors are. Those who worship ghosts go to the places of ghosts. And those who worship me come to me.
Thank you, Prabhupada. So like that, Prabhupada quoted this, but he didn't believe what Prabhupada said, and he believed on the landing of the moon. So, in this pretext, he was in an association of such a pure devotee who is cutting down. But he had the faith in this Mayavadis, we are landing on the moon. They didn't land on the moon, but anyway, that's another whole topic, so I don't know if it makes sense. Are you convinced or not? But you can answer your own question, because I know you're...
just kind of like, what you're saying is that everything spiritually is destroyed, basically.
Yeah.
Because Mayavad means it's completely opposite to becoming the servant of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because Mayavad means I am God.
Yeah.
And being a servant is completely opposite of that.
Yeah. So we saw that this devotee, he left Krishna consciousness movement just because Prabhupada said that. So he was completely doomed. I don't know if... Is that okay? Can we connect this or not? Yeah? This example. No questions. Can anyone would like to... Okay. Yes, Mahaji.
Hare Krishna. I don't know, I understand good, correct me please. These verses read indicate to us bhakti is a process and we cannot skip steps to get to the end immediately, no? As in the Guru Parampara, we cannot skip the previous Acharya, or not consider him in the disciplic succession. In the same way, I think of all our personalities that live in us, in some way they have led us to where we are, and we cannot fail to consider them in our evolutionary process of bhakti yoga. So in this last verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advising us to remain humble, and to do so we must remain focused on devotional service without getting lost in the rasas, right? In other words, he's telling us to stay consistent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and follow the process according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Mahaprabhu himself, we can see in his life. Over here, while I was explaining, he was consistent with not indulging with the Mayavadis, but he changed the hearts of the Mayavadis through his humility, his own example. So we can, while we are doing the same, our endeavor should be, what we preach should be in our practice, by our own example. By showing the example, we can try to convince. Otherwise, it's very difficult to convince a Mayavadi. Is it not? You can only do that by your own... following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sri Chaitanya, yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. We see that in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life that he attempted to preach to the Mayavadis. Now I'm just thinking for us, like if we meet someone of that caliber on the streets, like during book distribution, we're trying to give out books and we stop someone and it turns out that like they're a strong Mayavadi. What should we do? Should we just like call it a day and say, okay, nice to meet you, goodbye, like you do your thing? Or should we like try and preach to them philosophy, like, no, you know, Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, like, should we like try and fight them? Or should we just let it go? Because on one side, it's like we want to preach, but on the other side, we might hear their philosophy. So then, yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you have to be experienced to preach. You must know the Siddhanta before you preach. So if to know that, you have to be convinced yourself. To preach, you have to be convinced yourself. So if you have that conviction, you can do that, then you should. But if you can't, then don't. This is just practical, I'm saying, because I don't have that. I can't go to, like, indulge with the... I'm already having problems answering questions, so you can see how bad I am with indulging in a debate. So that's what I can say from my part. That if you're convinced, if you're able to present yourself to do it, then yeah, why not? Because our philosophy is there. Our philosophy is strong. But we can only do it to a certain limit. Otherwise, we don't want to be converted to Mayavadis ourselves. We have to be that pakka in our own Siddhanta. I don't know if that helps. Would you like to add something on that? Even Nayan Prabhu, if he has.
Pass it around. Of course, Prabhupada, Nirvaseśa Śūnyavādī Paschatya Desatārani, came to deliver the West from these philosophies. So it's our duty, we're followers of Prabhupada, it should be our desire to do that. But as you point off, you can't, don't bite off more than you can chew. You know?
Yeah.
If you're out your depth, you could end up regretting the whole thing.
So right.
Become strong, but don't pick a fight that you're not going to win.
Thank you. You want to add something?
Not really, but it just reminded me. Now that I've got the mic, I might as well say. It just reminded me of Prabhupada once said, what will your 3 minutes preaching do?
Right.
Better give them a book.
Right.
So if you can't handle the debate, just persuade them to take the book and Prabhupada will do the preaching himself.
Right. Or just, I remember I heard Prabhupada went for, in the early days, they had a, when Prabhupada brought his disciples to India, and then they went to this, they were invited for Gita Jayanti, and they were discussing Mayavad Gita philosophy, and they had invited Prabhupada in this gathering, and they, when it was time for Prabhupada to speak, everyone gave their understanding on Gita, Mayavad philosophy, and then it was when it was time for Prabhupada to speak, he asked his disciples to chant Hare Krishna. Because this is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So, David Prabhu, you have a question? Or Ed, you have a comment?
Yes, Prabhu, just a comment. Sorry if it's a bit away from the topic, but... Yeah. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Prabhupada states clearly that for the moon landing, that basically he says actually they're going to the planet Rahu.
Oh, they went to Rahu.
That's what he states. He says actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto.
Rahu, the planet of illusion. Sorry, Govinda Prabhu, you had something and then we can end.
Just more about the, you mentioned how they started Kirtan to block out the Mayavadi. There's one another example. It is huge Vyasasan. I think Prabhupada sat on it, he gave a lecture, and it was a different swamis were there, and this Buddhist climbed up to sit on it, and Prabhupada stopped him. No, you're not going to sit on the Vyasa side. You actually stop the Buddhists from sitting on the Vyasa side.
Jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Swarup Damodar Goswami ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Samaveda Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki.